Big Issues. Renew the Export-Import Bank. The heart of the issue. Supporters say the Export-Import Bank protects skilled manufacturing at home by helping U.S. exporters compete globally. Opponents say it fails to raise employment, costs taxpayers millions, and benefits only politically connected corporations. Support, Representative Danny Heck, Democrat, Washington. Heck is a member of the House Financial Services Committee. Oppose, Representative Jeb Hensarling, Republican, Texas. Hensarling is chairman of the House Financial Services Committee. Support, Representative Danny Heck. While U.S. manufacturing has changed dramatically over time, we still do a darn good job of making the most complex and extraordinary items ever invented. The tractors, planes, speakers, and rockets built here are unequaled by the rest of the world. These middle-class jobs invigorate our communities as we continue to recover from recession. The Export-Import Bank of the United States is one tool to protect and expand skilled manufacturing here at home. It goes where no other bank will go, allowing U.S. companies access to new markets in underdeveloped nations, providing loans and guarantees to ensure the transactions are legitimate and fully paid. Although the EXIM Bank is technically a government agency, it is not funded by taxpayer dollars. Instead, it charges fees to foreign companies, buying U.S. goods to cover all its costs. Last year, the EXIM Bank surplus from these fees reduced the deficit by $1 billion. For veteran-owned STAC Incorporated, STAC Incorporated, in Sumner, Washington, the EXIM Bank is a reliable partner, providing the protection needed to sell goods beyond our nation's borders. Nearly 90% of the bank's transactions go to small businesses. In a perfect world, private markets would provide financing to companies like STAC. In the real world, we have a shortage of private loans available for small businesses, underdeveloped countries, and long-lived expensive goods. When we neglect manufacturing, foreign competitors undercut us. Whole industries move overseas, and we run a massive trade deficit. Every other developed nation has an export credit authority. Ending ours is tantamount to unilateral disarmament. Oppose, Representative Jeb Hensarling. The Export-Import Bank of the United States funnels billions of taxpayer dollars to foreign corporations in countries such as China, Russia, and Saudi Arabia. So EXIM isn't just corporate welfare, it's foreign corporate welfare. According to EXIM, its beneficiaries are overwhelmingly some of the largest, most politically connected corporations in the world. Last year, more than half of EXIM's financing went to just a handful of Fortune 500 corporations. Big Wall Street banks also benefit. So if you're such a politically connected bank or company, no doubt you want it to continue. Taxpayers shoulder the risk, you get the reward. But if you work at a small business or other U.S. company competing in the global marketplace, it's unfair. EXIM effectively taxes you while subsidizing your foreign competitors. EXIM says sending taxpayer money to foreign interests supports U.S. jobs, but the government's chief auditor reports that it doesn't raise overall employment, and the CEO of Delta Airlines testified that EXIM has destroyed at least 7,500 jobs in the U.S. airline industry alone. EXIM also claims it doesn't cost taxpayers a dime, but if it followed fair accounting rules rather than government ones, its ledgers would show that it costs taxpayers $200 million each year, and several EXIM officials are under investigation for taking kickbacks to steer federal contracts to favored companies, the Wall Street Journal reports. A better plan to make our exporters and our economy more competitive is with fundamental tax reform, regulatory relief, liability reform, and U.S. energy independence. Contact your elected officials. The Honorable, name, U.S. Senate, Washington, D.C., 20510, phone 202-224-3121. The Honorable, name, U.S. House of Representatives, Washington, D.C., 20515, phone 202-225-3121.